Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, senior analyst with the Wall Street Reporter. And joining us today is Rajiv Madhavan, the CEO for Magma Design Automation. The company trades on NASDAQ, and their ticker symbol is LAVA. Thanks for joining us today, Rajiv.
Thank you for having me here.
Great. Now, starting off, give us a brief history and overview of Magma Design Automation for some of our listeners that are new to your story.
So we've been a supplier in the electronic design automation industry, which is basically the software which is used to doing integrated circuit design. Or the most of the complex chips that are done today use one of the EDA supplier software. Specifically, when we went public on NASDAQ in 2001, we were supplying something in the area of what is known as placement route. But basically, what it did was allowed you to do your digital chips and be able to actually take your digital chips into the manufacturing shop. Since then, over the last couple of years, we have actually rapidly increased our product portfolio to have a complete set of digital tools, and we have also entered in the analog space with a list of products in the analog arena for simulating analog designs, for implementing analog designs, and for verifying the physical integrity of both analog and digital designs besides our digital implementation and digital analysis platforms that we have. So that is what we do today. If you're doing most of the complex chips that are done today are using Magma, things like Qualcomm, NVIDIA, all of these chips are using Magma in designing their complex integrated circuits that are being done today.
Well, great. So, yeah, talk to us about the launch of Talus 2.1 and Talus Vortex FX and also some of your other platforms. I know you had the FineSim platform, which was used by Toshiba.
Yeah, so the version that went out is called 1.2. So what we have done in Talus, that's an evolution to our existing set of products. What it does is basically allows you a throughput improvement. So if you're doing let's say we are doing a 100 million instance design that somebody is actually trying to capture and do in an integrated circuit, today what you have to do is you have to partition it with our competitive tools into blocks of 500,000. So you basically would have 500,000 for every 1 million, you would have two blocks. So you'd have like 200 blocks if you have 100 million designs. With this new version that Magma has, we can do somewhere in the range of 1 to 2 million instances without having to chop the designs. That means you only need about 15 million instances versus 200 that you would need with the competitive tools. But if you have to chop it to 200, it means almost that you have to add a substantially larger number of people to do your designs. And as the number of people that are needed to do the chips increase, your profitability will go down. So 1.2 is about increasing the throughput by an order of, we are at least 25% faster than our nearest competitor, more like 50% over our nearest competitor, and 400% faster than the second competitor, which has got place and route in the EDA space today. And then Vortex FX, which is our newest tool, it is a revolution. It's not an evolutionary tool. It is revolution in that it uses a computing platform. Basically, it uses a network of computers. So instead of using just one computer or one computer with four CPU cores on it, we can use a network of CPUs. So if you have 100 computers, we can use 100 computers and run it over a network of computers and scale the throughput. So what we get is we get another additional 3 times capacity. So what that means is we can do anywhere in the range of 5 to 10 million instances flat, which means, that 100 million instance that I give you, you only need to chop it into 10 blocks, which substantially reduces your resources that you need to do, so thereby increasing the profitability of chip design companies. So these two are very new. FineSim is our analog product. It's a product that we launched about 2 years ago from 0% in the market in analog about 2 years ago. We today have about 30% of the bookings in the market is FineSim. So we are gone, and the market in that particular area of simulation is about $300 million. So we are hitting very large numbers by the end of this year in terms of bookings. So the analog, that and some of the implementation platforms are truly unique things that allow us to differentiate quite substantially. So in that analog simulation, there was a press release from Toshiba. Toshiba is an account where all the flash memory that's being designed by Toshiba and most of the DRAMs are done using this circuit simulation that we have. Out of the 5 DRAM and 6 flash vendors, we are in 11 out of those accounts. So basically tells you that we have taken a big penetration into those flash and DRAM customers and continue to increase our presence in that market. Some of those accounts, we have only taken a small penetration to places like Toshiba, where we have a substantial license usage, where 90-95% of the usage of chips is using Magma. So those are the three tools, and we had our quarterly call with basically discussing those tools, and we had a great quarter as well in terms of our delivery to the Wall Street.
Well, good, and you also issued your outlook?
Yes, we did.
I mean, three.
Yes, we did. So, you know, this is the seventh quarter in a row that we have beaten all guidance that we have given to Wall Street, and you know, we increased the revenue guidance for the year as well. So we're going into our third quarter. We have set growth in EPS, growth in in operating margin. We expect to end the year in the high teens in our operating margin, more closer to the 20% by the end of the year, early part of next year in terms of our operating margin perspective. So the company continues to generate cash. It continues to increase its cash portfolio by increasing its operating margin. And hence we feel good of where we stand today.
Well, good. And perhaps you could walk us through your background and experience, Rajiv, and talk a little bit about the strength of the management team there.
So we have a list of people here who have done ADA for, I don't know, combined numbers will be probably in the range of 100-plus years of worth of among the first 5 management people in ADA software, people who have run finance. Our CFO was a CFO for a while at Avanti, which is a public company which is acquired by Synopsys. Myself, I formed 3 EDA companies, this being the third. Logic Vision, which was went public in 2001, was acquired by Mentor Graphics. Cadence Design Systems acquired the second company I had done, which was Ambit Design Systems, and Magma is my third company. So a lot of experience in the EDA space, but more importantly, what we have is a team of youngsters which have come into this company and are contributing substantially, and you know, this is about change. This industry, every 18 months, Moore's Law means you get a new process node, and you almost need the young blood and youngsters to come in and take the change and make the change, and we are making that dramatically because you have to improve the throughput. As more gates are, it's feasible to put more gates into a chip. It's important to be able to do those amount of chips without increasing your engineering resources.
Right, and what are some of the goals and milestones that you're hoping to accomplish here over the course of the next year?
So basically, our analog product line is growing at around 30% year over year in terms of bookings. Our digital, numbers that we have given to the street was 0 to 5%. Now with the addition of 1.2 and FX, we think it can be in the double digit, and we will basically, based on that, as that proceeds, we'll discuss that during our next quarterly call, but we clearly see an opportunity to grow that business at a faster rate than what we would have been able to do. Year over year, our bookings growth is more than 30%. Our revenue growth is more than 10%. So, you know, we outpace everybody in the industry on all of these metrics quite handsomely in terms of bookings, which is a reflection of the long-term growth of the company. We are clearly way ahead of everybody else because they are all growing at about 10%, and we are growing at about 30%. Plus year-over-year bookings growth that we're seeing. So those are the milestones. The milestones are reflective of the adoption of 1.2 in FX, and as you see some of that adoption, you will hear more about that. In terms of analog, besides FineSim, we have a product called Titan, which is an implementation product. As you see more successes, as the Wall Street can look at our press releases coming out in the next few months to kind of get a measure of how well we are doing in terms of the success of that product, because that's another $300 million of new available market that we have addressed with a new product. And as it shows successes, it'll be a reflection of what the company can grow further on.
Certainly, and what would you say makes Magma Design Automation unique from some of your competitors and some of the other players in the sector?
We are very unique in that we actually handle the most complex chips that are being designed today. I mean, so what does that mean? If you look at your consumer electronics, whether it is tablet computers or whether it is, you know, wireless cell phones, we have about 60-70% and higher amounts of baseband chips in the wireless arena. We have a substantially high differentiated product in the low power arena, which gives us the advantage in wireless computers, tablet computers, et cetera, where power is a key aspect of things. So if you look at the company, what's unique about it is that we are very good at focusing on the cutting edge, greatest and latest in technology that our customers need to get out of, go design the software for that, and earn our position in among our chip suppliers for doing those cutting edge chips, because the profitability is higher on those cutting edge chips, especially as it gets into the second revs of those chips getting done at 28 nanometer. For example, I mean, today we are doing 5 tape outs in 28 nanometer happening this month, next month, and the month after. So we have, you know, 5 28 nanometer production ready chips that are happening, which is way ahead of any of our competitors that are out there. So we have that kind of leadership in the cutting-edge geometries that we put our technology to use, and usually they turn into higher successes because most of the others who move into 28 nanometer then becomes more disposed towards moving towards Magma as a solution of choice.
Certainly, and when it comes to investors and the financial community, do you believe that the Lava story, your message, and ultimately the company's upside potential are completely understood and appreciated by investors and the financial community?
Well, I don't know how much of it is understood and appreciated, and part of it is because we actually did go through the period where we had a large amount of debt and things like that. Today we have only $3 million in debt, $3.3 million in debt owed in 2014. So we have very little debt. We have $43 million in cash, and we are generating cash, growing at 30% in certain in year-over-year bookings, more than 10% in revenue. So I'm not so sure whether Wall Street understands that, but we are back, and we are, what took us down during the recession, we clearly have outpaced and the rest of the industry coming out from it and delivering on higher and better numbers as we proceed down. So we clearly feel bullish. How much of it is understood is to be questioned there, but, we hope as time proceeds, we will start letting the message be communicated and be understood, and that'll then be understood by the investors in the investment community.
Sure. And so once again, joining us today is Rajeev Madhavan, the CEO of Magma Design Automation. The company trades on NASDAQ. Ticker symbol is LAVA. Is trading at 4:30 a share. The market cap is north of $255 million. And before we conclude, to recap some of your key points, Rajeev, why do you believe investors should consider Magma Design Automation as a good long-term investment opportunity?
I think as a long-term opportunity, the company is now addressing $2 billion plus in IC design software. So our total available market over the last 2 years has more than tripled, if not quadrupled. We are growing in the analog segment of it in excess of 30%. Digital, we had forecast 0 to 5%. We think with the new products, we will grow in double digits in the digital space. Year over year, we are growing at in excess of 30%, revenue in excess of 10%, and our operating margin is reaching back to the 20% that the company and the management believes we can operate towards. So we think we can get between the 20 to 25% operating margin over the coming couple of years. So we think we have an opportunity to generate a lot of cash, and that gives a lot of momentum for the shareholders to be part of the story.
Well, we certainly look forward to continuing to track the company's growth as well as report on your upcoming progress. And I'd like to thank you for taking the time to join us today and update our investors on Magma.
Thank you, Juan.